Daily Rest, Wednesday, January 5th, 2022. This week's devotion theme is The Mysterious Mystic Magi. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. Matthew 2, verses 3 and 4. They came with great knowledge. Herod the Great was so named for political reasons and not for being a great person. He was notoriously paranoid and had many people put to death, even members of his own family. Even if one were to look only at Matthew's account of the nativity, they would see that Herod massacred all the male children under the age of 2 because this newborn king might have been a threat to his earthly rule. When the Magi asked him where the king of the Jews was, Herod the Great went into a great panic. All of Jerusalem was troubled, too, because this vicious king was capable of truly awful things. These Magi possessed a great knowledge because they saw the star and knew that the king was born. But that was not the whole story. Herod gathered the chief priests and scribes, wanting them to aid in his treachery. They knew the Old Testament, but even in his question, Herod acknowledged that he knew something of the Messiah too. He referred to him as the Christ. The chief priests and scribes told Herod of Micah's prophecy that the Christ would be born in Bethlehem of Judah. 5 verse 2. Though the Magi had some familiarity with God's word and knew that the king had been born, they must have missed Micah's prophecy somehow. Nevertheless, when everything came together, it all still pointed to the child being a great ruler and a king. Though Herod tried to trick everyone, his political scheming would not work. He may have been great in his own eyes, but fell short as every other sinner does. The greatest knowledge of all was not his own. The greatest knowledge is of God and from God. And now Herod sent the Magi on their way, equipped with greater knowledge of the Christ. O Lord Jesus, send your Spirit to fill us with knowledge that we would better know you as our King. Amen. This daily devotion is taken from Daily Rest, a publication of the Church of the Lutheran Confession, website clclutheran.org. Gethsemane Lutheran Church is a member congregation of the Church of the Lutheran Confession. For more information about our congregation, see our website, gethsemaneclc.org.